Armadoxy for today, Youth Moving Forward. This is the final installment of a four-part mini-series about the shootdown over Sasnashen and what it means today. On September 29, 2019, with the blessings of His Eminence Archbishop of Nunderdayan, we ventured off to the town of Tallinn for the opening of the Sasnashen Youth Center. This was the culmination of a year's worth of work, planning and organization across the globe with limited resources, difficult communications, and the challenges of a cold winter, which put our work on hold for several months. Nevertheless, the power of prayer, the joy of helping children, and our commitment to the project made it a labor of love, which was celebrated by the community in this remote part of Armenia. The first three parts of this miniseries of daily messages have outlined the remarkable chain of events that brought about this project, from the Cold War to Sasnashen to Nebraska, and now full circle back to a village where this tragedy first unfolded in 1958. Now, at that gathering in Nebraska, they collected an amount of money. They gave it to me with the request, "Can you see to it that the kids in Sasnashen are helped in some way?" I have to admit, when they asked me, I had no idea where in Armenia to find Sasnashen. In fact, so obscure is this village of 700 plus inhabitants that I could not find anyone, get this, especially taxi drivers in Yerevan, who knew where to locate it. Finally, thanks to Google Maps and my deacon, Haray Nalbanyan, we made it there. I cold-called Father Tade Takhmazian from a number given to me by one of my clergy brothers who had met him only a few months earlier. I don't believe in coincidence and in chance. I believe in blessings, which I have defined as luck without the element of chance. Father Tade is a blessing. Father Tade serves the population of Sasnashen and nine other villages. I began to learn about the needs of the community, people, and especially the youth. We decided to work on creating a youth center, a safe place for young people to feel belonging, learn, grow, and mature in faith as productive members of the community. And now, September 29th, we held the opening of the Sasnashen Youth Center in Tallinn. Along with a contingent from our Bible study group in Glendale, we made the journey 12 time zones away to celebrate this new project. We joined the St. James pilgrimage, headed by Father Harutyun Tashchian, visiting many of the historic and spiritually significant sites in Armenia, together with the St. James group. About 25 of us from the United States attended this opening. I was honored to celebrate the Divine Liturgy that morning at the Holy Asvazazin Church in Tallinn. It was the feast day of the Cross of Varak, and so I offered what is called an Uhdi Badarak and directed my sermon to the needs of the community and the crosses we all carry. The cross of Christ is not a fixture of history. It is part of our daily life, pointing to the struggles and difficulties which we overcome with our faith. Following the service in church, Father Tade led us to the newly renovated house, and we officially dedicated and opened it as the Sasnashen Youth Center with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. For this occasion, the prop wash gang sent a shadow box, which contained a piece of the wreckage of the C-130, which was shot down by the Soviet Union. As part of the dedication, the shadow box and a plaque listing the names of the 17 servicemen who were killed on September 2, 1958, now adorns the wall of the center as a permanent reminder of this tragedy. We were honored to have with us Mehsena Harutyunyan, widow of the late internationally renowned sculptor Martin Kakosyan. As an 18-year-old young man, Martin Kakosyan was an eyewitness to the shootdown. He was instrumental in the dedication of the original Khachkar, which stood as a marker for the tragedy until later, when he designed and constructed the current monument, which stands on a hill near the crash site in Sasnashen. Mrs. Arutyunyan shared a stirring account of what had transpired, along with recollections from her late husband. The one man who initially connected me with the shootdown of the C-130-60528, the Propwash Gang, and ultimately with Sasnashen, is Larry Tart, author of The Price of Vigilance and Freedom Through Vigilance. I've never met him in person, yet feel a kindred spirit to him. He signs his emails to me in Brotherhood, and on this day, that fraternal bond became very real and concrete. During the opening ceremony, I knew he was with us. I took advantage of the attentiveness of the group and gave some background to the people on the importance of Mr. Tart's personal vigilance in this story. With much excitement and joy, we dedicated the house to the education and edification of the village children and youth. Father Tade has a magnetic personality and has won the hearts of the children of the village. Every week he visits the students in Sasnashen and 9 other villages in the area. He shared his vision with us. The center will be a place where children can learn, play, explore their options, and most importantly, share and talk with other young people and mentors. Following the opening ceremony, the group traveled the 10-kilometer ride to Sasnashen, where we visited the crash site and the monument. There we offered a requiem prayer for the 17 servicemen and also remembered Martin Kagosyan and Deacon Hrair Nalbanyan, my deacon, who had initially taken me to Sasnashen. May God rest all of their souls. We celebrated the day in our work with the local families in Sasnashen with food, wine, song, and dance. Today, in the midst of tragedy, a new chapter was being opened in the life of the village and in the life of young people wanting an opportunity for a better life. Many of the villagers suffer immense economic hardships. Education and building up self-worth are the cornerstones of this project. In reference to our Christian faith, resurrection, just like crucifixion, is not a historical anomaly. Rather, it is up to us to profess through our witness to Christ and the Holy Church that resurrection is a reality of our daily existence. We close off this series with the words inscribed on the monument at Sasnashen. We must never forget that freedom is never really free. It is the most costly thing in the world. Freedom is never paid in a lump sum. Installments come due in every generation. All any of us can do is offer the generations that follow a chance for freedom.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.
We hope you've been blessed by this mini-series on Sasnashen. You can read more about it and make connections to ongoing projects in the area by visiting us at epostle.net, search Sasnashen.